Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
All right, I got to tell you, I'm enjoying talking Phils because, you know, I mean, they're the second best team in Philadelphia sports by far. And they got a shot to win a World Series, but it's an interesting conversation because they didn't really make any changes. Not many, at least. So we'll set up a fascinating season up ahead and interesting conversations about it. With that said, AMA, what we do every Wednesday at this time, you can hop aware the phone lines on the Phils, the Eagles. James, are we going to get a Flyers call?
They are
really boring.
Yeah, they are.
Really, really boring. All right, James, AMA, what do people want to know today?
All right, let's start off with Jack the Mike on Twitter. Jack says, what's the most dangerous daredevil thing you've ever done in your life? If you don't have or can't think of an answer, what's the most dangerous thing you would do? For example, running with the bulls, skydiving, whitewater rafting, etc.
I don't do that stuff. John, do you do any of that stuff? I mean, what are you kidding me?
I think I would run with the... I would try. If I were feeling sprightly, I think I might be able to do that. And that would be like a lifer type thing. Like, man, I did that. I conquered that. There was a point in my life where I felt like every play I went out and I tried to knock myself silly.
Well, that's true. You like, did danger really on the field. Did,
like I actually
danger.
I knew that what I was doing was hurting me. I knew it was going to hurt the other guy more, and that's what I was taught. If you get there harder and faster than the other guy, yeah, it's going to hurt bad, but it'll hurt him more. Take solace in that.
Yeah.
Relish that part.
Yeah, that I don't relate to that either. I'm a sit on a chair kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Look,
I don't do any of this stuff, James.
I mean,
what would you? I wouldn't.
Look, I'll tell you this. Most dangerous thing in my life, other than the two times my car, well, one time my car did a 360, and that's, you know, you don't try to do that. I'm not going to say much on this. I'll just say I hung in a rough situation for a friend one time because I was very concerned about him, and it appeared to be very dangerous, and I was proud that I hung in there. But I'm gonna say I did not abandon my friend, and I had every reason to.
Man, I feel like I kind of just need to know what this is.
Way too cryptic.
I'm leaving it right there.
So whitewater rafting, definitely.
Yeah, I've done that. Not like
there.
The I've done like it. Five
it's scary.
I've done.
Is
yeah, I've
right?
done like a three. It's pretty intense. Yeah,
I hope to do that someday.
It's pretty wild.
I really want to do that.
All right, James, let's do a couple more.
All right, Jay Moyer asked. Joe, if you had to pick one person at WIP to be your running mate when you run for president, who would it be? I have to wash my mouth out after that.
Well, I'm semi-tempted to say no one and just be one of those presidents with no VP. Because we've had about 40 years in our nation's history. John, do you know we've had about 40 years with no vice president? We've had presidents that never even had a vice president.
It makes sense.
So I could be one of those
when
guys.
When the vice president becomes president, then yeah.
Well, yeah, but usually, you know, within a week or two, you just name someone else. Here's my thing. Consolidation of power. It's all me.
You don't want to share the spotlight with anybody.
No.
Isn't that dictator?
A little bit. I'm okay with that. That's me.
You would be okay with the dictatorship.
Hey-o! Look at Ray right there. I don't know. I mean, look, for wisdom, obviously, Ray. For... I'm going to go no. Nobody. Just me. I mean, I'm just being honest with you.
You don't want a woman on your ticket to appeal, you know, to the women?
That is interesting. That is... So I was already thinking about, I am already president. You're saying to become president, a woman is pretty good.
There you go.
I mean, half the nation are, in fact, you know, women.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be here without us.
Yeah, no, that's right. All right, a woman. All right, Rhea or Devin, that's it. One of them on the ticket.
What about Ava? You're not even kidding. Ava. Ava. Oh, wow.
That's right.
Ava runs everything anyway. Yeah,
Ava would run your campaign
best.
For you.
Okay, this is... Good thinking right there. All right, James, let's do one more.
All right. Fake WIP listener asks, what traits are most appreciated by the show as a whole that are common among the show's favorite callers?
Oh, jeez. Man. I think
humor.
Humor
is great.
Yeah,
humor.
Creativity.
Yeah.
Intelligence.
Open-mindedness.
Humor. Get to the points relatively fast, meaning dabble in the humor, understand the personality ethos of the show.
I thought you enjoy a long, drawn out.
We prefer lambaste DeCamera, if you try to take him down a peg with each call.
Yeah, well, you like that.
You and others, yes.
Keep it moving, be funny and smart, have some fun, and yeah, it's good stuff. And with that AMA, we shut it down. All right, let's find out if our next caller, Scott and King of Prussia. What, John?
Usually when we do this, we've got TV shows and stuff. Have you guys ever seen Impractical Jokers?
No.
Have you ever watched that show?
No, I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
My daughters and I started watching Impractical Jokers.
Okay.
Check it out.
Okay.
Are we going to have to intervene this one, too? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you're going to have
Impractical Jokers, fair enough.
For everyone except Joe, who doesn't like things that are funny.
Generally
that
not.
That is definitely not his wheelhouse, I would
make
guess.
Make him funny and I'll
if
laugh.
If a 14-year-old boy would find it funny, Joe wouldn't.
Make him
you're right.
funny and I'll laugh. Simple as that. Scott and King of Prussia will find out if he lives up to the caller standard. Hello, Scott.
Greetings, team. I am calling in with a flag on the play.
Okay.
Joe DeCamera, got a flag on you.
Dude,
was that a real whistle?
Who's the dork now?
Did you just...
That was a real whistle. This is a real flag and a real referee. No,
All right. What?
I was listening a couple minutes ago, and my jaw nearly hit the floor. Did I hear...
That means you're short.
Did I hear you say to James that he...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Talks too much and that he likes to talk over people.
Yeah, but this within but here's the thing. When the hammer speaks, you gotta go back to that president thing. No one speaks when it's time for the president to speak. See what I'm saying?
If we were to do a word count on this show, Joe, you would take about 95% of the word count.
Well, that's why Michael Jordan didn't pass the ball to, you know, John Paxson all that often. I mean, well, you want Allen Iverson to pass the ball to Matt Harpin?
This is outrageous.
Yeah, that's why Larry Brown said, "Hey, Matt Harpin, your job, set picks."
So you're calling me Bill
Carter. John and
Rhea,
I got to know, when he said this stuff, when he was saying this stuff to James, did you guys think it in your head to say anything out loud?
My eyes were too busy rolling back through my head.
Oh, my word. I can't believe what I was listening to.
It's a shock, Scott. All right, what do you got? What do you got, buddy? Let me just say, to all listeners, that's pretty good humor. I like that.
Well done, Scott.
You know, as much as a horse's ass Scott just made of himself, that's all right. That's good humor.
Wow. Okay.
Go ahead.
Napoleon. Napoleon speaks. We all listen. All right. On the Phillies, you know, listen, if you're going to put Turner in the leadoff spot, it's not going to last very long. Doesn't walk anymore. Doesn't take pitches. One quick dry spell, the dry spells that he gets into now,
yeah,
and he starts swinging at that slider away, this town will turn faster.
Well, Scott,
you hit it
well, and I'll say this. The idea of Turner at leadoff is nice in theory based on athletic skill set, i.e. speed. But it is predicated on one thing to be effective. He has to get on base. That's the whole point. You got to get on base. And if he's going to be, you know, 330 on base guy, that ain't good enough.
No, his better on base numbers were with Washington. They've gone downhill.
They have.
Along with his defense that nobody else is talking about.
Wow.
I will make it a point every time I call to remind the Phillies that he can no longer play shortstop.
Look, they know that, Scott. I think they are afraid to have a tough conversation. It's the kind of thing I think Nick Sirianni would handle real well. Real well.
Yeah.
Like have the tough conversation. It's this simple. Trey, hate to tell you, bud, we don't think you're good enough at shortstop right now.
You can't just.
We're moving you to center field.
Yep. Well, you can't. I would put him at second, and I would move Stock.
Well, that's an option. Yeah, that's an option. Yep. Yeah.
You can't just shake up the same puzzle pieces and then just throw down the same puzzle and expect the same thing to happen. I mean, you're going to get the same result.
I don't really agree with you on that one, Scott. I think the Phillies I think the Phillies have one of the five best chances to win the World Series. Okay, I do. Now, you might not agree with that, but that's what I believe. I truly believe this team can win the World Series as constituted, but I understand your reason why you think not, but I got to tell you, man, like, if they just play better in that 1 month, they can do it.
I see a team with an excellent starting rotation. You can never have too much starting pitching. We've been extremely lucky with our starting pitching as far as health.
You're right. That's true.
Is that going to last? You know, it technically that if you look at the history of baseball, that does not last. You know, I mean, God forbid we lose our starters, but just think about what would happen if Wheeler goes down.
No, it's a great point. I mean, look, that's what happened to the Braves last year, and Acuna and Strider being back is, you know. Scott, give me a big-time answer, man. Great outfit, best outfit ever in a movie or a show.
I'm going to go with Marilyn Monroe in the 7-year itch with that great dress.
Wow.
That's a good answer.
I didn't even think of those type of outfits. James, that opens up a whole nother.
What do you mean those type of outfits? What does that mean?
It means in the Wolf of Wall Street, whatever the last thing she wore before full nudity, that. What's her name? Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie. Yes.
I mean, something had to be on last. Whatever that was.
She was barely wearing anything.
I forgot about those type of answers. Mm. All right, how you doing? 215-592-9494. Up ahead. All right, so more on the Phils. Castellanos an all-time doozy. We got a new Castellanos doozy answer. We got Elliot weighing in on the free agents. Fascinating stuff, what Elliott said about the big four free agents, Howie's got to figure out. Plus, Mel Kiper, something on Howie, and Ross Tucker at 7:30 with us for an hour.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.